Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of June, recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today in Asian stock markets. They started off softer following Wall Street's decline, but then pared back those gains, and India, the ASEAN, Asian markets, they all closed with even to very, very small losses, so steady overall. European stock markets were a little weaker in here today, most of them down, well, all of them down over 1%. The U.S. markets, or I should say the Americas markets, Wall Street spent most of the day in the minus column and closed slightly lower here today. So not a bad performance overall. It had rallied at 7:30 into the plus column, but then couldn't hold that. Brazil, Mexico, and Canada all a little bit firmer, bucking the general trend. Long-dated government bond prices were steady. The U.S. dollar was weaker, down to 85.76 on the U.S. dollar index, as sterling was strong, possibly the strongest currency in here today, helped by the announcement that one member of the, I think it's eight-man, Monetary Policy Committee had voted for a rate hike. We're not going to get one, but it did change sentiment a little bit. Now, Gold was hit around midday, fell down, let's see, on bullion prices, got down as low as 1224.68, and then bounced, closed at 1237, where it's trading right now. That's still down $3 on the day. And agricultural commodities, a little weaker in here today. The industrial metals were weaker, except for zinc. Crude oil got clipped for $2. It's currently $75.68. Okay, so what's going on here generally? Well, in terms of global stock markets, first we have good relative strength from the Asian markets, and the leading European stock markets, such as Denmark and Sweden and Germany, they've really been quite firm, but they're also up near the year's highs. Denmark actually got a little bit above its earlier highs, and they're overextended in the short term, and they're slightly overbought. The Asian stock markets are doing very well, but they are up near the highs. Again, I'm thinking now the Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, Indonesia most of all, but also India. So they're all up near their range highs, and obviously they had rallied to get there, and there's some psychological resistance up at these levels. And then we move on to Wall Street, which really is the big one. And I think you may recall that we had that downside key day reversal on Monday. And that came after about 2 weeks of quite a steady rally. We had the downside follow through again yesterday. The market barely steady, slightly easier in here today. So Wall Street's on the defensive once again, all within an overall range. And Wall Street really does hold the key, I think, to what happens everywhere else. I've repeated this number, but it's 10:40 on the S&P 500 index. We close tonight at 10:92. So there are 50 some odd points in hand, but that level really does need to hold. If we see that taken out, people will all be saying double dip recession. A lot of people are anyway, but more people will be saying double dip recession, and they will look for a retest of the base that we saw in 2009 at least. Conversely, you get an upward dynamic on Wall Street. to right the ship here again, and I think you'd see the firmer Asian and European stock markets push through to new highs. How can the Asian stock markets do that? Well, because they've got really strong growth, and very healthy looking balance sheets in Asia for the countries proper. If we say, how could the Europeans do that? Well, they'd be European exporters, and they've got a strong currency, I beg your pardon, a weak currency, which increases their consolidated earnings. At the moment, as I say, these markets are on the defensive following Monday's key. The Asian stock markets were impressive in not really following Wall Street down yesterday, but they're vulnerable up here in the very short term while Wall Street is on the defensive. While Wall Street is on the defensive, the leash effect is, of course, negative. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices, they're certainly worrying more about deflationary pressures than inflationary pressures, and that includes UK gilts, where the inflation figures are actually quite high, over 3%, but people don't expect it to last. We will see, as they say. The gold price, well, we had that big key day reversal on Monday, that caused me to come out and of my leveraged bullion futures trades. I don't think it's a major concern for the long-term investors in gold, but I've said in the last couple of days, in terms of the short-term perspective, I would be cautious there. And we are seeing a little bit of risk reduction generally. That's evidenced by the commodities being a little bit weaker following that rally, their rallies over the 2 previous weeks, many of them. And we are seeing a little bit of risk coming away from the stock markets. Will we just range further sideways? Well, that's my main forecast in here. But I have to confess that I'm a little bit apprehensive about Wall Street in terms of that 1040 level. I'm not changing my forecast overall, but the test or a reaction, the capping of the rally that we'd seen over the previous 2 weeks, the capping of that rally has come a little bit earlier than I would have liked. I would have liked to have seen Wall Street establish a little bit more cushion of profit, a little bit more breathing space before getting a reaction. Wall Street needs a higher low above 1040, obviously. If it gets it, we'll see it in terms of a dynamic. Until that occurs, expect a little bit of nervousness and maybe some more softness until we see some evidence that would entice the buyers back in. And I think that's pretty much it here on this interesting day. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.